We're suffering from an increase in antibiotic-resistant organisms. I think almost everyone's probably heard of methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA, and how it's first started out in hospitals as a hospital-acquired infection and then spread into our communities. And we see people getting community-acquired MRSA as well. So that's been a problem, and now we're seeing other gram-negative organisms like E. coli and Klebsiella pneumoniae developing resistance too and making them extremely difficult to treat. These organisms that become resistant cause more morbidity for the patient. It may take them longer to get well, and in some cases there's a higher mortality rate associated with infections with antibiotic-resistant organisms. And while it takes longer for the person to get better, it may also take more expense to treat them for their infection. So there's treatment challenges with antibiotic-resistant organisms.
Let's talk a little bit about the causes, the reasons that we're getting these antibiotic-resistant bacteria. List some of the contributing factors.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that antibiotics have only been widely used for about the past 70 years. And the organisms have been around for about 3.5 billion years. So they have an opportunity to reproduce about every 15 to 20 minutes. So their generation time is really short. Mm-hmm. And they can acquire means and mechanisms to be resistant on their own. Then there's also the concern about the overuse of antibiotics. And that can lead to improper use and exposing the organisms to the antibiotics, encouraging them to develop a means to be resistant so that they survive.
So one of the ways in which we encourage antibiotic resistance is, I understand, a common practice, and we've all had this happen, where we are prescribed an antibiotic and then, hey, it's a 10-day prescription, and after 2 or 3 days, we feel actually much, much better, so we stop. What does that do to encourage resistance?
Well, because the antibiotic is there and now a lower level and isn't actively killing the organism and effectively inhibiting it from reproducing, right, then it's able to overcome that antibiotic effect and develop resistant mechanisms and go on and cause a more serious infection. And what TB is a good example of that. Treatment for TB can take up to 6 months of antibiotic therapy. So the person may start to feel better after just a couple months. Mm-hmm. And then they stop the treatment. And then a few months, a year, or even 2 years later, they again come down with the signs and symptoms of TB. But now the organism is resistant to the antibiotic that they were being treated with before.
So now the physician has the option of going to a different antibiotic.
Yes, there are oftentimes other antibiotics that they can select, except in that case of totally resistant TB.
I understand. Also, one of the problems too is antibiotics used in our livestock production, and Iowa being the ag economy that it is. What can you say about that?
Well, there's a lot of debate about the use of antibiotics in livestock and whether that creates resistance problems or not. I've seen articles in favor of both it being a problem and it not being a problem.
Does the science come down on one side or the other yet?
I don't believe it does. I don't see convincing evidence either way that it is a major problem for human infections or not. But it does go to the overall judicial use of antibiotics. And we live in a world where antibiotics are in all kinds of products. You can buy antibiotics in carpeting. You can buy socks with antibiotics in them. When you think about it, do you really need to put antibiotics in carpeting? Mm-hmm. And really is not going to cut down on infections tremendously, but it is exposing those organisms to the antibiotic and can lead to resistance. So in general, I think we overuse antibiotics. We are using tons of antibiotics in the world every year.
Isn't there some way in helping to tackle this problem that a governmental agency, the FDA, I don't know who it would be, would say, you know, let's do a better job of judging which products, whether that's carpet or socks or toothpaste, where we may put in our antibiotics? Are there moves to do that or to think about doing that?
I think the CDC has made efforts to keep us more informed about antibiotic resistance and educating the public about when antibiotics are appropriate to use.
Okay.
And that's probably the best way is the consumer being informed.